Welcome to the Weekly Radio Spin, a look at the stories behind the news, brought to you by the Center for Media and Democracy. I'm Diane Farsetta.
And I'm Tricia Barden. In our top spin, China's having hosted the Olympics was a complete wash with regards to human rights. When it competed with other countries to host the 2008 Summer Olympics, China promised to expand press and individual freedoms. What happened was a different story. Journalists were spied on. Government officials didn't allow people to use the protest zones set up around Beijing. One of the few changes China made was that it stopped blocking access to many websites. Now even that bit of progress is gone. In early December, China resumed blocking access to foreign media websites, including the BBC, Voice of America, and Asia Week. An official said the sites were blocked because they broke Chinese law. China observers say the government is afraid that the bad economy will lead to increased unrest. So the government has been cracking down, including by arresting pro-democracy activists.
What can a pharmaceutical company do when one of its popular drugs is linked to cancer? If it's Wyeth, the drug maker will ghostwrite journal articles that deny the problem. Wyeth documents, made public during legal proceedings, show that the company has retained the medical writing firm DesignRight since at least 1997. Wyeth and DesignRight executives secretly work together to come up with ideas for journal articles, then write them, and then find academic researchers willing to put their names on them. The articles were then submitted to medical journals with no disclosure of Wyeth's or DesignRight's role. The drug maker's ghostwriting ways were especially helpful when a federal study found that its hormone replacement therapy drug, Prempro, increased the risk of breast cancer. After the study was released, Wyeth ghostwrote an article claiming there was, quote, no definitive evidence linking Prempro to cancer.
Is cause-related marketing a company's best friend? During tough economic times, ads that promote products don't work so well. Instead, companies are making ads that promote their good deeds. For example, here's an ad from Pedigree, a dog food brand owned by the Mars Company.
So when you buy Pedigree, we make a donation to help dogs like Echo find loving homes. The Pedigree Adoption Drive. Help us help dogs.
Pedigree is spending serious money on its dog adoption campaign, even buying ad time during the Super Bowl. Pedigree's marketing executive explained, quote, every time we run this campaign, we see increased sales, end quote. Not focusing its ads on dog food has another benefit for Pedigree. It won't remind people of last year's massive pet food recalls. Just months ago, Pedigree recalled its dog food again because of possible salmonella contamination. The $700 billion U.S. bailout of Wall Street has been criticized for poor management, a lack of planning, and little oversight. The U.S. Treasury handed over responsibility for managing and distributing the bailout money to the Bank of New York Mellon. While the Treasury Department's bailout point person promised, quote, we are committed to transparency and oversight in all aspects of the program, end quote, no one knows how much the bank is being paid. The journalism group ProPublica obtained a copy of the bank's contract with the federal government. However, the dollar amounts had been blacked out.
And now it's time to play 6 Degrees of Spin and Faking, our look at the connections between media manipulators. Earlier, we mentioned the $700 billion bailout of Wall Street. The Treasury Department's bailout point person is Neil Kashkari. He's a former vice president at Goldman Sachs & Company. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson also used to work at Goldman Sachs as the chair and CEO of its Wall Street practice. In 2006, Paulson was recruited to be Treasury Secretary by yet another former Goldman Sachs executive, White House Chief of Staff Josh Bolton. At the Treasury Department, Paulson has surrounded himself with Goldman Sachs alums. From 2002 through 2006, Goldman Sachs overwhelmingly gave its federal campaign contributions to Republicans. In 2008, nearly two-thirds of its campaign cash went to Democrats.
That's this week's edition of the Weekly Radio Spin. For more information, visit the Center for Media and Democracy's website at www.prwatch.org.